W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The South Carolina trial of former lawyer Alec Murdaugh continues. On the witness stand, Murdaugh denied the killings, but admitted to lying and stealing before and after the deaths.
I don't think he did himself any favors this far. I think that this testimony is going to be seen by the jury as not helpful. The idea that he's already said that he was aware he was making these financial crimes, he did them. Although he said he did not murder his wife and his son, we can see that there's a lot of this that seems contrived, and it seems as though he's directly playing to the jury to play on their sympathies.
ABC News legal analyst Chana Lloyd. 1 year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden meeting virtually with G7 leaders and Ukraine's president, announcing new Russian sanctions and some $2 billion in new aid to Ukraine. The winter weather misery continues across the country. Snow, ice, and more than 850,000 outages, mostly in Michigan. This is ABC News. Another jump in inflation, consumer prices increasing by 0.6% from December to January, much higher than the 0.2% hike the month before. The year-by-year number also higher, up 5.4% from last January. Florida executed condemned killer Donald Dilbeck Thursday night, the 7th lethal injection carried out so far this year.
Of the 20 remaining executions scheduled for this year, 7 are to happen in Oklahoma. But a survey of 500 Sooner State voters finds that 51% would support replacing capital punishment with life prison terms.
I believe it's time for our leaders here in the State House to take heed to what the citizens of Oklahoma are saying.
Demetrius Minor heads a group called Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. He's calling for at least a pause in the state's executions. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention Succession fans, the creator of the Emmy-winning HBO series, says the upcoming 4th season will be its last. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants more money to boost funding to local governments, and it's based on the Republican idea. The governor's proposal in his two-year budget would dedicate 20% of Wisconsin's sales tax collections to shared revenue, which would go to towns and communities to help pay for things like fire and police. Despite this plan originating from a Republican idea, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says legislators will offer dramatically different solutions than the ones the governor has laid out. The winner of the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest is Eric Schmidt of Connecticut, picking up first place with an aged Gouda cheese. Schmidt grew up in Monticello. First runner-up honors go to Red Barn Family Farms in Appleton. Overall, Wisconsin earned gold medals in 54 classes. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
think most girls love diamonds.
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM WISS 1100 AM.
Ah, signs winter may be ending in Wisconsin. The snow is melting, Robin's returning, and Milwaukee Brewers spring training games are underway.
Wow, what a finish to this one!
Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and WISS 1100 AM is your place to catch every inning, every game, and every win.
Listen on your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
I pick one. We can just play three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic. Who could have thunk that?
Who could have predicted this?
Who would have seen that coming, and why didn't anyone warn them?
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Happy Friday, TGIF. I am your host, Kristen Bry. To my right, Jane Matinair. How are you doing this day?
I am well, my friend. How about yourself?
I am also well. I am ready for the weekend.
I think we all are.
I am certainly ready for the weekend, and our guest, our fine guest yesterday, George Stanley, sent me an email yesterday after he was here, and he goes, do you know where that Hello Wisconsin comes from? And of course, my millennial brain was, that 70s show? And no, that 70s show stole it from Cheap Trick.
Which is a Wisconsin band.
Which is a Rockford, Illinois band.
Oh, it's from Rockford. That's right.
So he wrote me back and I said, no, I don't. I mean, I know it's not probably. The way he said it, I was like, I know it's not actually from that 70s show because you probably have a story to tell me. So this is the real story. And some people probably know this, but maybe my age does not. So Cheap Trick from Rockford, Illinois. They were big rock stars in the late 70s. And I've heard of Cheap Trick before. I've heard of the band. But at the time, the drinking age was 21. In Illinois. So when they were kids, all their gigs in the early 70s were up across the border at bars and clubs in Wisconsin where they could drink legally at 18, which really meant 15 or 16 if you had a fake ID.
Depending on how.
And then he said, so I'm told.
That's what I've heard.
Because of course, George did not do this.
Of course not.
So they would start their shows shouting out, hello, Wisconsin! So when they did this theme song for the 70s show, they reached back to their own past and added that at the end.
That is awesome.
Isn't that a great story?
What a great story.
That makes me like that 70s show even more as far as how they, like the quintessential 70s in Wisconsin, like wink, because always wink.
Yes.
Yes. So there's some fun Friday facts for you as far as our what's now we've adopted as our theme music was that 70s show theme music, and it originally comes from Cheap Trick.
That is great. George is so wonderful to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
So many stories and just so much knowledge, and yeah, it was wonderful having him here.
It was funny because at one of the commercial breaks, he goes, well, you know, I'm a writer, not a talker. I was like, you're talking just fine.
He did fine.
No, he was great. He was great. All right. Well, we at 11:30 today, we have another great guest that I'm really excited to talk to. Tammy Pfeiffer, who I found this was a long, like in-depth piece in Politico that I found out about this. And the Politico article is called One Woman is Holding Politicians Accountable for Nasty Speech. It's Changing Politics. And so she is part of a group called Unite, which is actually founded by Tim Shriver, who is the JFK would have been his uncle.
Right.
And he was, or maybe still is, the head of Special Olympics. And I found out from this article, through founding Unite, is some of the emotional and anger management that they were teaching for kids, they're now trying to teach to adults.
Better late than never.
And so Unite does that, but one of the aspects of Unite is this thing called a Dignity Index, which is a scale that is used to give a score to politicians' dignity. And so Tammy is part of that, and she's part of the founding kind of group that is that has brought this, tested it. And so I am so excited to talk to her. She's from Utah, which if there's ever a state that is more Wisconsin nice, it might be Utah. It
probably.
It is one of the states where there was two candidates who did like a joint ad together just to like really be civil. And so that's coming up at 11:30. But to start off today and this hour, I think we can't not acknowledge that it's been a year.
Yes.
Since Russia sent tens of thousands of troops across the border to Ukraine. And kicked off, you know, what could still lead to World War III.
I don't think anyone, certainly Vladimir Putin thought it would be done in a month.
Yes. I mean, I'm trying to remember, because we didn't have this radio show yet, and talking about it at my last gig, but also just every single podcast that I would listen to regularly from NPR, The Daily, Ezra Klein, The Bulwark, like for a month, I felt like every single show was talking about Russia and Ukraine and taking different angles of it, taking a historical angle and trying to understand Putin and just in the high level of interest that this war was having across the media a year ago. And it's not that it's not still there. Like, it's certainly, I mean, we don't talk about it a lot in this show because this is a Wisconsin show, and trying to talk about Wisconsin politics, national politics, and global politics is a little too much for me. I don't know about you, Jane. It's a little too much for my brain to try to keep that all in my brain. But it's in the news still, but I just remember those like month or two of just it being everywhere. And everyone really saying, being so surprised week after week that Ukraine was withstanding, at times winning, and even a year still. I mean, I think so far, people, as I've read, consider this last year Ukraine to be winning, but it's also, there's no end in sight.
No, there's not, unfortunately. And I just don't see that Vladimir Putin is ever going to concede anything, because that will be an enormous humiliation.
Yeah. Well, and just the tens of thousands of Russians who are getting drafted to fight this war. And it also made me reflect on the fact that besides Americans who've served and have gone to war, we have no idea what it's like to have your home be just wrecked by war. I mean, the closest thing is attacks that have happened. I mean, I would say of living Americans.
Right.
Pearl Harbor, 9/11. But as far as every other, while we are very regularly in wars as a country, usually never in the last 100 years and more on our soil. And so understanding what it's like to have to flee your country, understanding what it's like to stay. And that was kind of what struck me this morning, as far as not even really being able to comprehend what this last year has been like.
And if it does come to a conclusion, and hopefully it will come to a conclusion, the rebuilding of that country is going to be almost, I don't even know how you wrap your head around, because they've, you know, the bombings that they've done in Ukraine, they've just destroyed these cities. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine Madison and Milwaukee and Green Bay being shelled constantly. Your biggest cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the infrastructure damage and the, yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around.
But I also, I mean, I don't think it's going to, I mean, it's at least what it sounds like as far as the support. Like President Biden has basically said he'll defend Ukraine as long as it takes. I feel like most of the NATO allies are in the same camp as far as like trying to walk the line from it escalating, but also not backing down as far as like what this means. And I think even, you know, I know there's more criticism from the right as far as how much money we're sending, and obviously we have problems here, and you know, it should be monitored. And but I do believe when the idea is if Putin were to get Ukraine, what's to stop him from taking another country?
Exactly. This is a fight for democracy around the world.
Yeah,
it is, because Putin won't stop. And if you ever listen to Matt Flynn in the afternoon, he has very, very strong opinions about about Mr. Putin,
which are warranted. Yes. I mean, I don't use the same language as Matt Flynn, but like, you know, it's like, I don't think I'm not Tucker Carlson. I'm not defending Putin. I'm not, you know, look at him shirtless on his horse. Look how manly he is. Oh God, why couldn't we have a leader like that? Like, remember that whole thing?
Yes.
When it was like the comparison of Obama on his bicycle with a helmet on to Putin on a horse with no shirt. And they're like, yeah, that's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so, yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say that's profound beyond just reflecting and acknowledging that it's been a year, because it's something that as soon as, like I said, the media is not covering it nonstop, it becomes easier to forget.
Absolutely. It kind of fades away.
Because it's not our families, our extended families, our home, in our face. And so it's only through by paying attention to the news that you know that it's even happening, and that you even can get upset at how much money the government's spending. Because if you weren't watching the news, you wouldn't actually know or feel it. But it does. It is affecting the world.
Without a doubt.
Between the breadbasket and the oil prices and everything. And so mm-hmm. This is the ramifications of a global impact, but yeah.
Give it up for the Ukrainian people.
That is.
And their resilience. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is very true. All right. Well, this is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
You are listening. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Weather on this snowy day in Oshkosh could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are enjoying hot, tasty pizza right now? Weather makes the phone ring for just $125 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 17. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance of snow showers, lows level off around 13. High temperatures reach up to 25 tomorrow. Sunny skies, about an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 11.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
News coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here is the news.
The weather's fine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are happy to be here this Friday. It's not too cold. I mean, it's 20 degrees. It's not. The sun makes it feel fine.
The sun is really nice, and it by Sunday it's going to be 42 degrees.
So do we have another snowstorm next week then?
I'm not going to tell you. Well, let it be a surprise.
Just the weekly cycle. Snowmageddon on Thursday, 40 degrees by Sunday.
Hey, you know, they have blizzard warnings in San Diego.
What?
There are blizzard warnings for San Diego, California.
Has that ever happened before?
No. This is the first time.
I'm like flabbergasted.
Yes. Crazy weather. This isn't normal.
They have blizzard warnings in San Diego.
Yes.
Has it? I mean, I have friends there now. I feel like I'm compelled to text them and say, how cold is it right now? Because San Diego is even nicer than LA, and LA people freak out when it's 50 degrees. So I can only imagine. Because even up in San Francisco, in the 6 years I lived there, I saw hail. I never saw snow.
Right.
And that's a lot further north.
Oh, yeah. No, this is crazy.
It's not like a windstorm?
National Weather Service San Diego issues first ever blizzard warning.
Wow. No one is safe.
No.
No one is safe from crazy weather. If it's hitting San Diego, no one is safe. Jeez.
Blizzard warning for the San Bernardino Mountains. Gusty winds, torrential rain, heavy mountain snowfall. Battering San Diego County.
Wow. Well, I'll have to get an on the ground report from my friends who live there.
Check in with them.
Who left Milwaukee?
Oh,
for San Diego to live closer to the beach and have good weather. Again.
Beautiful weather.
And this is a great opportunity to be like, hey, how's that going for you? But it's warmer here than there.
It's reverse weather taunting.
All right. Well, this was, I guess, troubling. I think you found this. So, newspaper accused of spreading anti-LGBTQ hate speech to every resident in Wisconsin town. And I think that's the part that seems troubling. It's one thing to, if you own the paper, and I don't even know if this is op-eds or the where in the paper this is getting, but it sounds like the bigger issue is that people have unsubscribed and yet they're still getting the paper delivered to them.
Yeah, and they don't want it.
And they do not want it.
Right.
And so this is in Evansville, which is, I think, south or just west of, or northwest of Janesville. So south of Madison. And residents are accusing the Evansville Review of spreading anti-LGBTQ hate speech to everyone in town. And so it's in the form of ads, editorials, and letters. So it's not the actual journalism.
Okay.
But it's gone so far as to say LGBTQ plus people are perverts who are grooming children for sexual abuse. Which is not true. As far as, let's just put that out there, full stop, not true. The editor of the paper did not immediately respond when asked for a comment. She did proclaim freedom of speech and said the publication prints content that doesn't necessarily reflect any single viewpoint. But
so if you've got the money, you can buy an ad.
Yeah. And or I mean, if they but they still choose whose editorials get printed or not.
True.
Right. And so this was a city council member, Corey Neely, and he said that he was fed up with the paper, that they kept sending him the material even after he contacted management and was like, I've unsubscribed to this years ago. I don't want to receive this. And I guess it's a running joke in town that, oh, you get the review? So does everyone else that does not want it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
It's like, it's funny because you know how you just sometimes can't unsubscribe from some email newsletter you signed up for?
Yes.
And even though you hit it, then there's some other, like, I feel like my, is it Action Now or what? There's one of the like political campaign newsletter things that are all kind of one big chain. And so I get in the height of campaign season, because I feel like I signed up for one thing under this umbrella once, I just get flooded. Like I was getting Nancy Pelosi things last year. I get stuff from like all over, like people I can't vote for.
Oh my.
And I like, it's like I go through the process of trying to unsubscribe because it's like I don't want these, especially because political newsletters are the worst of like the hyperbole and it's just awful. That's what this feels like, except it's like a real physical paper. And you're like, stop wasting materials. No one wants this.
Save the trees.
And so, but yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's also that one of the guys, there's like one guy who is kind of behind all these things. And so he said that he finds some of the things that are happening in the city very concerning. And some of it was that he basically said he has a moral obligation to write the anti-LGBTQ content after he learned that there's some kids in town who are questioning their gender identity and experimenting with gender expression. So it's his moral obligation to tell them that they're being groomed. And then he also, I guess, city council flew the rainbow flag on the same pole as the American flag, and he was very concerned about that.
Okay.
And his quote was, I'm seeing this change in a time in our country, and I see it as very destructive. Obviously, I can't change the world, but as an individual, I feel like I should speak up. And I guess this, and he's found a paper that will let him do that, which I guess, I mean, it's up to the paper, but I do think, how are they not the same? I go back to the newsletter thing. It's like, you can't just keep sending emails to people once they've unsubscribed, but that's actually illegal. Yeah. Like if you were sending unsolicited emails, you have to have an unsubscribe button on your email. So you can opt out, and you can't just keep sending stuff after someone's opted out. And so I don't really know how that works for
newspapers. We'll have to ask George.
Yes, exactly. Although I feel like most newspapers are not in the business of giving it away to people who are not like paying or wanting it. So I don't know, but sorry for the residents of Evansville who have to have this litter show up.
Get a bird.
All right. When we come back, Tammy Pfeiffer from the Dignity Index and Unite will be here. I'm so excited for this conversation. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The South Carolina trial of former lawyer Alec Murdaugh continues. On the witness stand, Murdoch denied the killings, but admitted to lying and stealing before and after the deaths.
I don't think he did himself any favors this far. I think that this testimony is going to be seen by the jury as not helpful. The idea that he's already said that he was aware he was making these financial crimes, he did them. Although he said he did not murder his wife and his son, we can see that there's a lot of this that seems contrived, and it seems as though he's directly playing to the jury to play on their sympathies.
ABC News legal analyst Chana Lloyd. 1 year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden meeting virtually with G7 leaders and Ukraine's president, announcing new Russian sanctions and some $2 billion in new aid to Ukraine. The winter weather misery continues across the country. Snow, ice, and more than 850,000 outages, mostly in Michigan. This is ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is back from a secret trip to Taiwan. He says Taipei wants enhanced partnerships with Washington. Gallagher also wants to send military aid to Taiwan to fight off an invasion from China. The Green Bay Republican leads a congressional committee looking into the Chinese Communist Party's international influence and economic ties to the United States. Senator Tammy Baldwin is urging the Food and Drug Administration not to let plant milk products call themselves milk on their labels. The Madison Democrat says dairy farmers work hard to make products she calls second to none. Dairy farmers are trying to get a law passed that defines milk and cheese as only coming from animals and not plants. In sports, the Bucks are back from the All-Star break. Milwaukee hosts Miami tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And I have to say, one of the things that I, you know, we're an opinionated show. But I think we also strive to be a fair show and strive to, in our very purple state, have conversations with people who we don't always agree with, to try to find ways to have policies that are the best for the most amount of people. But we're not immune in this state from nasty political rhetoric. And so I was so excited when I came across this headline and found this article in Politico of one woman is holding politicians accountable for nasty speech. It's changing politics. And she is here with us today, Tammy Pfeiffer, who is she's with Unite, but it's also the Dignity Index, which is basically a scale that gives politicians a score on their rhetoric. And so I'm so excited to talk to you about this, Tammy.
Well, thanks for having me. And it is a challenge, I think, in any state that we live in. So Wisconsin's not immune from, Utah's not immune. The country really is not immune from this.
Absolutely. And well, that's, I was joking because Utah's, you guys are really known for your niceness. I mean, isn't that the state where there was two candidates who had a joint political ad?
So that was our current governor, Spencer Cox, and his opponent, Chris Peterson, during their campaign 2 years ago, ran an ad where they appeared together. And people it went viral for a very good reason. And yes, we reach highs, the highest of highs, but there are times in our state also that we can reach some lows as well. I think it's the same with everywhere and with every person personally, right?
Absolutely. And so you have an unbelievable background. So you were a special ed teacher. You were a high level Republican appointee in state government. You were a member of the Tabernacle Choir, which is incredible. Your grandmother did 10. Like you've done a lot of different things. How did you find yourself involved in the organization, which is Unite, and then the Dignity Index, which is part of that?
So about, I guess it's been 4 years ago, Tim Shriver came to speak in Salt Lake City, and I was in my role as the governor's education advisor, education policy advisor, and had the assignment to go to this convening. It was the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the keynote was Tim Shriver. My friend said, hey, he's a Special Olympics chair. You'll have something in common. It's like, okay, whatever. So I went. It was a very busy week for me, and I quite frankly didn't feel like I had time to go, but I went. And Tim gave this presentation about marrying what we call social-emotional learning skills, empathy and perspective taking, the things that we teach in schools. He said, what if we could apply that to politics? And it's like, you know, all of a sudden my world made sense to me. And it's like, this is the next thing I need to be doing, because we were talking about this idea of improving and increasing the amount of social and emotional learning happening in our schools. But it was like, duh. Could our politicians also build empathy, take perspectives, work with people who are different than them, disagree without being disagreeable? And so at that moment, I felt like whatever this guy's selling, I'm buying. And, you know, this is going to be real. I just felt like the next part of my life when I finished my term with the governor, that this would be something I was interested in. And sure enough, I got a chance the next year when the pandemic hit. I had a lot of free time on my hands. We weren't singing in the choir, and we had shut down at the Capitol. And so I started volunteering, just online volunteering with his group called Unite.
And so what is the mission of Unite, and what is kind of the work that you do as that organization? And then we'll get to the Dignity Index.
So the work of Unite is really to find a way, and it's a young organization. It was started at the end of 2018. In fact, in 2019, when I heard Tim speak, they were trying out messages. They were, you know, looking to see what their work to do that would be uniquely Unite's work to do. And our goal is to heal the toxic political and cultural divides in the country, that we want to bring people together in common purpose and to solve problems that we can only solve together. Tim has said that the problems of the whole can only be solved by the whole. And to do that, we have to unite together around that common good. We don't need to unite and be the same and think the same and have, you know, the exact same opinions on everything. But we believe we should unite around this principle, which is that everyone should be treated with dignity. And when we do that, then we can start to solve problems. So that's Unite's mission. And then the Dignity Index is a major project of Unite. So this is really our lead project right now.
And so, if I understand it correctly, because it was the article was great, and it's also on the website, as far as being able to rank statements, right? As far as different statements that you can see that a politician made, and kind of where does that fall? And eight was the highest for contempt, right?
Eight was the highest for dignity. Number one, the bottom of the barrel is contempt. So
okay, I mixed
one
that
is the lowest. Yeah, no, it's okay. Well, we actually, it's interesting you said that, because we've toyed, you know, we tried different ways to look at it, from high to low to high. But one is, if you think about when you just sink really to the bottom of the type of language you can use, that's one is the language that has the most contempt, and eight has the most dignity.
And so how has it been applied, or how will it be applied to try to hopefully influence politicians in how they're talking?
Right. Well, and I liked it. You nailed it when you said we use it to rate speech.